This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody says from the 816, come on, man, you know he's retiring. And then somebody says, Tomlin should get out now. And then we have another gambler on the text line from the 479. Chiefs to win the AFC, Royals to win the AL, and Houston to win it all. Parlay, 559-1. $100 wins $55,900.
For Houston to win the college basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Say those again.
Chiefs to win the AFC.
Okay.
Royals to win the AL.
Okay.
And Houston to win it all.
I don't really hate that bet.
559-1. $100 though to win $55,000. That's a big bet.
Which one are you most leery of?
Royals.
Yeah. That's kind of where I am at that.
Especially what Baltimore showed us yesterday.
Baltimore. You're talking about overreaction. There's two overreactions from that game. Baltimore's the best team ever assembled, and Toronto is ass.
I mean, Adley Rutschman's on pace to hit 200 home runs. He had two yesterday. That lineup is stacked.
will they be able to last, though?
Yes.
I mean, because that's what they would start out great for the last couple of years, and then they fizzle.
Yeah. Boston's going to be good.
Baltimore's He's on pace for 324 home runs.
Is that
runs.
What it is? Yeah. Man, that's a good baseball reference card.
How many home runs you have this year? 324.
We got to fix the game.
Lower the mound.
Yeah. It is 9 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty, which means we get into the Richard of the Week.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Richard of the Week time here on Fesco and Dusty, sponsored by no one, but someone could step up. 913-586-7965. Maybe you have a Richard of the Week. Bob, why don't you start us off? Because something tells me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be something with aviation.
Oh, it usually is, because there's one thing that we all just dread, and that's the airport and flying. Nobody likes that experience. It's miserable for all of us, right? Imagine if you had the trip of a lifetime paid for. You're ready to go. You get on that plane. You take off from San Francisco, and you're on a United flight, and you're headed to China. And you're sitting back, and you're like, man, I've dreamt about this my whole life. I can't wait. This is the dream trip. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're 2 hours into our flight, but we're going to need to turn around and go back to San Francisco. What? Why? Plane troubles? Did somebody flush themselves? Like, what are we doing here? Why? The pilot forgot his passport.
Jeez. Of all people.
Oh.
I mean, that's not the equivalent, but imagine, like, driving with someone to, let's say, Chicago.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go see VIP.
All right.
And you forgot your ID, and we're in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
hey, I got to turn the car around and go get my ID.
Probably not going to do that.
No, sorry.
I mean, I'm old enough. I got gray hair. If you're not going to serve me, we'll find a bar that will. You know, right. Like at that point in time, it's like too bad.
2 hours into your flight and you've got to turn that thing around. No chance, dude.
You're out over the ocean. And, you know, I was telling my wife this story. She goes, why did they just return to the closest airport? I go, they did.
Yeah.
They had to go back. He didn't have his passport. They had to go back to the mainland and land that thing. They took him off the plane. They claimed something happened, but, you know, some nonsense. Then.
Yeah, they Gomer piled them.
Then, to make matters worse, for the troubles of the passengers who are now going to be delayed like some 12 hours of getting to their dream vacation with a 12-hour flight still ahead of them, to reward the passengers, United Airlines gave every passenger a $15 voucher to get something to eat at an airport restaurant.
Wow.
When was the last time you got anything for $15 at the airport?
A magnet?
I mean, and that's like $9? Even with tax and forget about it. $15 voucher they gave everybody to get something to eat at the airport where everything's $21.95.
Insulting.
That is insulting.
No,
that's
honestly,
the ad.
Slap
one
in the
word.
Face.
Yeah, one word. Insulting is the word that you're going to use in that situation.
Guess what, Pilot Richard? Your ass is staying in the cockpit, and you're not getting off the plane.
I mean, that's just like, all right, headed out, honey. All right, where are you going this week, honey? I'm going to China. Okay, have fun. And you get to the airport, you're like, oh, and you're in the air. Oh, I don't have my passport. Like, when you fly international, they check your passport at the gate before they let you on the plane in the United States.
Yeah.
Pilots get, see you later.
See, I'm good.
Someone said from the 314, he gets throat punched on my way out of the plane.
Right? Like, I yeah, hope, like, dude. Like either he was locked in the cabin ahead or they let him out first, because I don't blame passengers if they were irate and acted up on that
irate.
One. That and then you give me a $15 voucher to
F
use
you.
At Five Guys at the airport?
Yeah, get F.
Yes,
yeah.
Seriously.
I don't know what's more of a Richard move. The fact the pilot forgot his passport, had to fly back, or the fact they're like, here's $15. No, you're now feeding me booze until I get off this plane to China for a 19-hour flight.
There should have been, you had a 2-hour flight back, right?
So 4 hours in the plane.
Right. But you had a 2-hour turn.
Mm-hmm.
Get a freaking pilot at the gate so when we land, Jerky McJerkerson gets off and the new guy gets on and we just go.
Yes, yes.
Squeeze some gas in there and let's move this thing.
Attention passport. We do not have our passport with our pilot. You'll have to wait again as we turn around for another 2 hours. Thank you very much for flying.
You have 2 hours. You're in San Francisco. Obviously a big base for United Airlines. You got people hanging out. Anybody got their passport?
Someone says, imagine.
Hey, Bob, come on. You're flying this one.
Someone says, imagine being the co-pilot. You're awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the hero.
What do they always tell you? Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch? Like, are you supposed to, you know?
That's, though, my dad, my whole life with the OCD. We got a family of OCD, and you and I were talking about. I walk out the door. I go, wallet, keys.
I did it yesterday when I left my car. I literally honked my car
phone.
To lock it. And I was like, oh, no. My buddy's like, what? I was like, oh, I just made sure I had my key. Because I had the tailgate open.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no. And I literally, like,
right,
and then
and
still,
I was like 2 minutes later, I was like, wait.
And I wouldn't wish this condition on anybody. It sucks.
It's terrible.
Dusty and I have talked about it. We both share this OCD, and it's awful. My dad will pull out of the driveway. He'll count the garage doors. He makes sure the stove is turned off 10 times, the locking of the door. It's an awful thing to deal with, and I've got it now, and I know we've talked about it. And you hit that button, you're like, oh, my God, where's my key? And you freak out for a sec. You always do. But you always check your pockets, my dad told me. You got my wallet, I got my keys, I got my phone.
Yep.
Got it all ready to go.
Mac, you got a Richard of the Week?
Yeah, Ron Slay talked about it. That reporter.
Oh, I thought you say Ron Slay. I was like, dude, get out.
Yeah.
Never. Play Slay? No, he's my guy. Reporter asking Rick Barnes if he's going to retire. Or really, the reporter who wrote the story, rather, about Rick Barnes retiring. Yeah, classic Florio move.
Did like, Florio say that?
I mean, honestly, if he would have been there, he would have. But, I mean, it's like, if you listen to the audio, it's completely taken out of context. Rick Barnes, as Ron Slay beautifully describes, talking about a senior point guard who's given his all to this team, Zakai Ziegler, and talks about how it rejuvenates him to come back to the game and gives him motivation as well, just like it does the rest of the team. And then that article gets written, oh, Rick Barnes may be done. It's like, dude, he's got more years on his contract. They're getting ready to play in the Sweet 16. Like, couldn't you just not write that article right then? But we've seen that here in Kansas City, right? Kelsey every year is going to retire. Every year Andy Reid's going to retire, you know. So I get it, but it sucks.
Yeah, we went through it with Roy Williams, and I remember when I was doing KU pre and post, and it was after Arizona and Duke and that year when Roy ended up leaving. And you know, we got word he was gone. And so we were talking about, people were pissed on the postgame show. We'd just beaten like Arizona and Duke to go to the Final Four and that Elite Eight Sweet 16. And I'm doing the postgame show. I'm like, Roy's leaving. It's official. He's going to be gone after this season. And that got in the way of everything. So, yeah, I understand. But when stories happen like that, like this one ended up not being a story.
Yeah, not a story.
The Roy Williams one, obviously,
I get it,
was the story at that point in time.
Yeah, somebody asked on the text line, do you think if a passenger forgot their passport, the plane turned
Hell
around?
Hell no, they wouldn't.
You're screwed.
$15.
But again, they check your passport when you get, so there's no way you can even get on that plane without having that passport in the United States. You forget your passport, you ain't getting on the plane.
Right.
You ain't got no passport, you ain't getting no Coke. So there's no getting on the plane.
I'll take a Coke. Yeah,
but yeah.
What are we doing here?
The $15 thing may be the bigger Richard move. Like, people make mistakes. I get that's a big mistake.
Yeah.
Here's a $15 voucher for your troubles.
Yeah, I'd almost rather have nothing. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Because that would just take me off
bill.
More.
The $15 voucher is now a bill. Now I'm going to spend money that I wasn't counting on spending because you gave me $15 and that burger $17.50.
Yeah, just just feed me booze.
Yeah, exactly.
As Ryback once said, feed me more. My Rich of the Week is a absolutely disgusting human. A 27-year-old man was arrested after a Kansas babysitter found him hiding under a child's bed, police said.
Wow.
At around 10:30 p.m. Monday, the Barton County Sheriff's Office says the babysitter at her home near Great Bend was putting the child to bed when one of them told her that there was a monster under their bed. We've been here before, right?
Yeah, yeah.
As a kid, mom, there's a monster in the closet. No, there's not. It's your imagination.
Right.
Well, imagination's come to real because of this Richard, who's ruined this kid's life, the babysitter, hoping to comfort the child by showing them that there was nothing, looked under the bed and came face to face with a man hiding underneath. Authorities said there was an alleged altercation and the babysitter and the child were knocked over. The man fled from the home before deputies arrived. The sheriff's office said the man was ultimately identified as someone who used to live at the house, but was barred from being there due to a protection from abuse order. The sheriff's office said deputies continued searching for the man into the morning and was found near the home again. And after a short foot pursuit, was taken into custody. Lock him up. Leave him in there.
Yeah.
You, sir, are a creep. You're a Richard. You're messing with children. I have no time for you. That is, to me, maybe the Richard of the year.
Yeah, that guy should never see the light of day. And I'm being serious about that. That's not an overreaction. You're hiding, like, you have a restraining order from going to a house you used to live in. Now, did you live in it with these people or did you move? And then when you move, you don't go back to the house you moved from. You have sold that to somebody else. Either way, that guy's a loser, and that guy deserves to be behind bars for life.
Because there is nothing worse. I mean, I was a kid, and I remember I used to have like a nightlight on because I was terrified because I went and watched the movie Silence of the Lambs with my parents for some reason.
Wow, so that's bad parenting right there.
So I thought Dr. Lecter was somewhere in the house. Well, it's good parenting, but bad parenting, you could say, because like my parents were like, you want to watch it? Because I remember when I watched It for the first time.
Well, it gets to the point where you just wear down parents, and you're just like, fine, whatever you want. I don't care at this point.
Yeah, so again, like, you're hiding under a bed, you're messing with children, you don't belong there, you've been barred from the location, then you went back? Like,
this guy's got a screw loose.
Yeah,
man.
He ain't right.
He's got a screw, a bolt, a washer, all that's loose.
Yeah. That whole head's going to fall off. Put him in jail.
Yeah, literally. Well, that's where he's at.
Yeah, he needs to stay there. There should be no allowing this man out.
Because the thing is, what if the babysitter doesn't find him, right? Then your imagination goes all
terrifying. Because I know how I would have been, right? Oh. I would be like, no, I'm not going up there. There's no monster under your bed.
Right.
You're fine.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, like, and if I found that guy in my bed, I don't know if he leaves my house alive.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the air, but, like, first off, you're intruding in my home. You're hiding under my child's bed. Sir, you may not be able to be identified when they do come find you.
I think you're allowed to beat the hell out of somebody if they're in your house. I think that's protecting yourself.
Yeah, it depends. It has to be self-defense. Yeah. Get a little crazy there. But
well,
yeah,
I mean, a man under a bed.
You're in my house, you're trespassing.
You're trespassing. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. And if that babysitter beat the hell out of him with an iron or something, fine.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's justified.
Yeah.
I mean, you thought Kevin McAllister did a thing on Marv and Harry.
Yeah.
I mean, you think the nail in the foot was bad? You think the iron to the head was bad? Oh, baseball bat swinging like I can't stop. I mean, I'd make more contact than Hunter Renfro did with that guy's face than he did with a baseball yesterday.
That's not that hard.
Yeah.
But no, seriously, like you got the right to beat the hell out of that guy. Like that guy should never, ever, ever be allowed out in public again because he's a menace to society.
Not only you break into my house, you're getting close to my children. You're messing with my kids.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I don't even have kids, and I don't like this guy. And yeah. I'm terrified. Like, how does that kid sleep for whatever
Forever.
Time?
Like, exactly. How do you go back in that room if you're that kid? Like, you're having nightmares. That you're right when you said that kid's like life is over. That's gonna take forever to re. Hell, if 100%. I was an adult and there was a man under my bed, I'd be like, Jen, what the heck?
Yeah.
That ain't Shamar Moore.
What the hell's Kurt Nelson doing here?
Which, by the way, it's funny. If I should go, he takes over the children. That's Jen's replacement for me, right?
It's him or Jonathan India.
Yeah, it could be Jonathan India at this point in time, right?
You guys want to braid hair tonight? His shorts are the same size as mine.
Yeah. But man, that guy, man. I mean, if I was an adult and I walked into my own house and saw, I'd be scared to death. What are you doing here, Frank?
Somebody said, yeah, that's what shotguns are for, Dusty. No doubt about it. I mean, hey, man.
For real?
If you're in my house and you hear the ch-ch, you better either run or you're going to have a hole in your stomach. Sorry. Don't hide under my kid's bed. You're a Richard. You're a Richard of the year.
Ugh.
You were that lady that sat on a kid. You're up for, I mean, I don't know what the award is. Maybe we can do a Richard of the Year. I don't know. But those people all suck. Even the people that gave you $15. Kiss my ass.
Yeah, the $15 thing. Like,
that's almost worse than the pilot.
It is. But is there anything worse than the airline industry? Because you said, again, something from aviation. Every day there's something with the airline industry being just stupid.